The good news today, no Max Crosby, no Davante Adams on Sunday. Milaiki, no Jack Conklin, no Jed Wills, no David Njoku, already ruled out for this game. Me no likey, me do likey. Jason Pinkston, who joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink, welcome to the show, buddy. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday, guys. It's another Friday night.
So, because you are a former Browns offensive lineman, because you are still very much involved in the trenches now in your own coaching realm here, I'm curious, when you watch the O-line play, let's just take it to the Giants game. Is this a coaching issue? Is it an injury issue? Is it an execution issue?
All of the above. I mean, it was pretty disheartening watching that game on Sunday. I mean, we got beat up. I mean, we got beat up all around. It looked rough, man. Eight sacks in one game. I don't remember. I can't think back of a time where I've watched that to our offensive line. I mean, typically we have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, and it's just, you know, with the injuries, and just, you know, so we had some guys just getting outplayed, and it hurts. It stings to see it. Obviously, being a former offensive lineman, obviously being a former Brown, just seeing our guys get pretty much manhandled, it was very disheartening to watch that game.
So if we had to start somewhere this weekend with the O-line, do you get, like, what's like the first thing you got to get started to get right so that this O-line can start giving everybody a chance to actually, I don't know, run the offense?
I feel like we got to run the ball. We really have to run the ball to slow these guys down, you know, and just we got to show that we're physical, because right now, and the film is the film and it doesn't lie, we are not a physical football team. And I think we spoke about this back in week one. What is our identity as a football team? You know, I just don't see it. I feel like we just pass the ball a couple downs here. We run the ball a couple downs here. Then we have a penalty or two in between. We have no kind of identity of who we are as an offense.
Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us on the show. Jason, along the lines of the O-line, and you kind of alluded to different areas that can be fixed or need to be fixed, I want to highlight specifically Jedrick Wills. We know his career has been sort of a roller coaster ride. There's been some moments where he looks like he's super talented, and then there's been moments where it looks like effort's a problem. As he made his debut in 2024 here this past weekend, is there something there that you see like that's fixable with him specifically, or is this just a lost cause for the Browns that we're going to be talking about a guy that they're not going to end up re-signing, you think, this offseason?
I you know what? For that to be his first game back, it was very, very disheartening. There was a lot of plays there where the effort and confusion, it just wasn't there. He wasn't locked in. I thought there were some plays there where he just gave up on, and where quarterback is scrambling in the pocket. It was blatant. I like the kid. You know, I hope he gets healthy. Clearly he's not, he wasn't right. And, you know, he got banged up again. But I think, you know, based off that and what we've seen thus far, you know, I don't know if the Browns bring him back, you know, next year. There has to be a lot of improvement between now and the end of the season before I would even bat an eye at bringing him back. You know, I just, for, you know, for what he's going to command to be paid, and how he has performed, it's not adding up. It's not adding up for me. I'm sorry, and I hate to be so negative, yeah. But you know I love this team, and we have the guys where we could be good. We're just not putting it together. We're not, and I don't. You know, sometimes I feel like that falls on the players of holding each other accountable, and it falls on the coaches as well. But we're just not getting it done right now. And thank God that Max Crosby's out and Davante Adams is out. Or it was going to be a long weekend for us. You know, yeah. It was going to be a very long Sunday for us. I mean, it's still going to be a game that we're going to have to go and play well and win. You know, when your coach goes on live TV and said that guys were making business decisions, I can almost guarantee you those guys were full pads all week, and it was more like training camp, and they were mixing things up, and they were getting after it. So, you know, he made you feel like, you know, he wants these guys to run through a brick wall, and I feel like Coach Pierce can get those guys to do that.
Along the lines of Jet Will's development, we appreciate your honesty on the subject because, you know, you have an eye for evaluating a guy like that, and we see so much, and there's obviously questions there, but to have it come from you, I think, is meaningful for us and the fans. But in terms of the offensive line as a whole, do you think at this point they're missing Bill Callahan? Like, is that the missing thing here that's had this offensive line up to a slow start?
You know what? We're missing him, but the reality is he ain't coming back. And we have what we have right now, and we got to do a better job across the board from the coaching standpoint, from the players holding each other accountable and do what we need to do. But he's missed. You know, I talked to Nick a little bit over the weekend, and, you know, I feel like there's a couple guys missed that are no longer with this team and staff. But, you know, we have who we have right now, and that's not changing. And the only thing we can do is move forward.
Pink, I got to say, I think that was less talking and you and me talking each other off the ledge.
You know what? You were right, because it was just Sunday was hard. Sunday was hard to watch. It was a very, very hard game to watch. And, you know, the Giants are a good football team, no doubt about it. But I did not think they would come in there and manhandle us the way they did.
So the Raiders are 1-2. You heard the Antonio Pierce business decision comment earlier this week. They're not going to have Max Crosby. They're not going to have Davante Adams. I know it's a home game for them, but I'm just curious, like, from the Browns standpoint, we've heard must win. We've heard should win. We've heard should not lose. I'm just curious, like, how do you qualify or quantify this game and the importance of what it means and the difference between a win and a loss for the Browns on Sunday?
This is in my eyes, this is a must win. And all games are, you know, a must win. But this one is huge. It's an AFC game. It's a divisional game. So it's a must win. You know, like, we can't afford to lose these games anymore. Like, if we're going to be something and we're going to be who we think we are, and, you know, if we keep saying, oh, we have the right guys and, you know, we're standing on that, we need to go in Sunday and stand on business and win this football game. Now, with their guys out, Davante Adams and Max Crosby, that is a big blow to that team. Those are their guys. Now, there's no excuse for us to go in there and let anybody wreck this game. I don't care if whoever it is lining them up on defense for them. If the game plan is we need to chip these guys, we need to chip them, whatever we need to do, we need to come out of there with a win.
Jason, you are fighting the good fight in the sense that you're a Browns fan and a former Browns player living in enemy territory, obviously out in Pittsburgh. They're off to a 3-0 start. I'm curious, though, like, from conversations you have, from a vibe check of our rivals across state lines there, is it like a 3-0 where they have a vibrato about them and they feel like this thing's going in the right direction and, you know, it's Super Bowl, playing your Super Bowl trips? Or is it a 3-0 where they're like, yeah, we kind of feel like we're lucky to be in this spot?
You know what? I'm so sick to my stomach to see these guys 3-0. But you know what? They're doing what they need to do to win football games. They're playing good defense, and they're not asking, you know, Justin Fields to go out there and win games. They're going out there and, hey, this is what the game plan is. Stick to the game plan, and don't turn the ball over, and we'll win the game. And they're walking around out in Pittsburgh right now with their heads held high. They crowned T.J. Watt Defensive Player of the Year already, and they're on their way to win the AFC North and play in the Super Bowl. And it makes me sick to my stomach because I freaking hate that team more than anything.
It's crazy, right? Like, they have this formula, and somehow it works every single year. It's mind-boggling.
You know what? And I love it to death, and me and my brother were actually talking about this. You know, they started this same stuff with Ben in his year. They were 11-0, and nothing was going to happen. Everything is going to be great. They're going to ride in undefeated season and win the Super Bowl. And then they had the biggest collapse in NFL history and lost every game. So there's still hope. There's still hope for us.
All right, Ping. Speaking of hope, let's get that prediction for Sunday.
Well, I was really, really laying in bed here, and I was praying that no one called their local bookie like I told them last week, or went down and to the sports book or one of those apps. I think this is going to be a close game, and it's going to be 17-14 Raiders.
Oh no, man, that Giants game did a number on you, Pink.
But listen here. Here is my thinking of this. If I say they're going to win, they lose. So if I say
you're
they're going to lose,
yourself.
Then maybe they win.
So you think you're the curse?
I'll be the bad guy here, and I'll bet against myself, and hopefully that they go out and win this game because I want them to win this game.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Pink. This is why you're one of our favorite guests. Happy Football Friday again. And we're going to get a dub. It's on your back on this one, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jason.
Sacrifice me for the better of the team. I'm here for it.
Been trying to do that for like a decade or so, buddy. Be good.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Jason Pinkston there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.